But Daniel mentioned this morning that
I would be speaking, but I appreciate y'all coming back anyway. Been a while, but I appreciate the opportunity, appreciate what they would ask of me, and so I want to ask you to turn over to the book of Second Peter, chapter 1. We will consider this passage just in a little bit. This is actually a lesson that I have shared a version of here a few years ago. But it's something that I reflect on pretty often and found to be useful. And so I hope that you will benefit from it as well. Kind of want to illustrate the point with sort of a everyday topic. I really enjoy old westerns, movies, and TV shows. And like a lot of people, one of my favorites is John Wayne. There's a movie that he was in called The Undefeated. You may have heard of it? So I'm going to set the stage for this particular scene. The Civil War has ended, and Colonel John Henry Thomas and his men have gone to see the general to resign their place in arms because they were volunteers. As John Henry, who was played by John Wayne, goes in and talks to the general, all his men, what few there are of them, waiting outside on their horses. In a little while, John Henry comes back out, and one of the characters played by Ben Johnson, the character Shortcut. John Henry climbs up on his horse. This is pouring out rain. And he sits there for a minute, just in a minute. Shortcut looks at him and says, "Where to, John Henry?" John Henry doesn't respond. A few seconds go by, Short Brother looks at him again and says, "Where to, John Henry?" John Henry says, "West." And he rides off. And this group of men just follow him. Obviously, that scene made an impression on me. I thought, first of all, I know a lot of detail. Just west. I mean, that would be a lot of places. You know, the thing that kind of grabbed me was there was no question, no hesitation, no debating. Just their leader said west, and they followed. Well, you know, that was pretty simple. It actually was pretty easy for these guys. See, John Henry was somebody that had proven himself to be through the Civil Wars as their colonel. They had seen him demonstrate his concern, his care for them. He had shown them they could count on him. He had proven himself to them. Now I remember thinking, you know, no wonder they followed him so easily. After all, they'd come to know about this man. There are no doubt some very difficult, challenging, unpleasant times. He had been there for them. And they had experienced that. And so they knew that they could count on him. By now, maybe you kind of realize where this whole thing kind of led. It came to me. I was reminded of something. You know, Jude says in his letter, verse 5, "I'll therefore put you in remembrance." I think it's good to be reminded. This is one of those first principle lessons. Nothing new here. Nothing just amazing or wild about it. It's just a reminder. And it's something that I need to be reminded of on a pretty regular basis. It came to me as I sat there thinking about how these men just had so much faith and confidence and trust in John Henry.
I thought as Christians, we got one like that, except far, far better. We got Jesus. Now, it's not unusual, really, for people to put their confidence and their trust in other people. There's nothing wrong with that. Folks have demonstrated to us in our lives and in our relationships with them that we count on. They've shown us. So it's nothing odd or unusual necessarily about the fact that these men trusted in him the way they did. But I couldn't help but think, if we can trust in people, if we can have the kind of confidence that we sometimes have in maybe even one another, that'll be really easy to trust in the Lord. One who has proven himself over and over again. One who has demonstrated a love for us that sometimes I think is really beyond our actual comprehension. One who has shown us everything that we need to know. He's shown us the way, he's shown us the truth, he's shown us the path to salvation. There in 2 Peter 1, verse 3, according to his divine power, given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue. I say John Hennick didn't do it. No matter how good a leader, no matter how trustworthy, no matter what all he had accomplished and had demonstrated to these men, John Hennick couldn't do this. He couldn't give us all things. He couldn't give him all things that pertain to life and godliness. No one can. No human being can. And this verse just sort of goes right to the heart of this matter. This whole topic, the whole thing. The men in that movie, they were absolute sure John. Well, see, that assurance that they felt was because of knowledge that they had. But it was something that they had learned. I doubt very seriously that the first time they ever met this man, that they would have had the level of trust and confidence in him that they had there at the end. But they had learned through information that they had gathered, through lessons they had been taught, through experiences that they had. This verse says, he has given unto us, you and me, all things that pertain to the life of godliness. But how is that obtained? Same way their confidence and trust in John Henry was obtained. Through knowledge. Through learning. See, most of us here in this room have been Christians for many, many years. And by now we have learned. Because we have experienced. We've spent time in the Scripture. We've seen the Lord in our lives. We've experienced the blessings that he has poured out upon us. The fact that God gave his son to die for us. If you stop right there, just don't even consider anything else. Don't even think about all the times that as we face struggles and challenges and difficulties in life that we know the Lord was there with us. Just don't even think about that. Just if we just stop right at God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, if we stop right there, that's enough. It's more than enough to know we can truly trust him. That he truly loves us. All this other stuff is great. It's wonderful. They're the blessings that God gives us. But we know from that one fact, he will never forsake us. Paul said in Romans 8, 32, remember he said, he that spared not his own son, to deliver him up.
For who?
How shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Dude, that's the whole point. Once he did that, everything else is on the table. Everything else is in play now, because once God gave his son for us, he gave the greatest thing he could give. I wonder sometimes, I really do wonder, if I can comprehend that. If I can really grasp the enormity of that. Almighty God gave his son for you. Didn't we refuse Jesus when our salvation depended on him? When we were lost and without any hope whatsoever, that's a terrible place to be. Hopeless. It's one of the most terrible feelings you can face. It's when you're faced with some situation, some difficulty, that's just hopeless. There's nothing to do. There's nothing that can be done. That's how we were. But then Jesus was given. God didn't spare even his own son. I believe with all my heart that that should be far more than enough to convince everybody in this world, sure, that we can in fact count on him. Did I make it clear to everybody in this world that we can trust him? Did you face difficulties? Did you face challenges? Did you face struggles? Are there obstacles in your life? Of course. Is sickness, death, loss part of your life? Of course. It always will be in this world. That's the effect of sin. But even when we face those, even when we travel down those dark, sometimes scary paths, face those gloomy days, that's when I need to reflect on this. No matter what. No matter what. I can trust him. I can believe in him. I can be confident in his care and his love. Couple of Bible examples, just real briefly. Remember Abraham over in Genesis chapter 12? Now go back and think about where to, John Henry. Just you're my leader. Where do you want me to go? What's the plan? What's my direction? Remember what God told Abraham? Genesis 12, verse 4. The Lord said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country. From my kindred and from my father's house unto the land that I will show thee. Now that's a big deal. No question, that's a big deal. But you know what I find to be a bigger deal? Verse 4. First three words. So Abram departed. Kind of in a sense like saying, where to, Lord? The Lord said, get out away from your people, out away from your homeland, and go to a place that I will show you. That rings in my ear. And John Henry said, west. What does that mean? I could imagine me saying, okay, Lord, but can you give me a little hint? Maybe I didn't do that. God said, you get out away from here, from basically everything you know, and I'll show you the place to go when Abraham went. What about Philip? Over in the book of Acts, you remember when the angel of the Lord spoke to him? Philip's one of my favorite people in the Bible. In Acts 8, verse 26, the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, arise and go toward the south, under the way that goeth down from Jerusalem, unto Gaza, which is dead. Well, based on that verse of scripture, why is he going there?
Doesn't say.
It says he's going on the way that goes down from Jerusalem unto Gaza. Is there a particular place along this way? We're going all the way to Gaza. A lot of details missing there. But again, that next verse, he rose and went. Drinking Abraham trusted God.
Drinking Philip trusted the Lord.
You see, it's enormous and profound as the fact that God spared not even his only son. It really breaks down to something very simple.
Really?
When we face those uncertainties, when we face the challenges, when people let us down in ways that we never imagined that they might could, when we feel heartbroken and alone, all those things that come in this life. Basically, we can stop and say, "Where to, Lord? Which way do I go here? How do I deal with this? How do I handle this?" And we can have the full assurance and confidence and trust that he will help us, because right here in this book are all the answers. Because what was the paper said? He given unto us all things pertaining to the life of God. Right? Through knowledge. Now it might take some effort to find those answers. It may even require us to call on our brothers or sisters to help us find those answers.
That's okay.
And certainly prayer is in order as we search for those answers. They're in there. And we can be so much more confident in our leader and those guys that were John Henry. Because John Henry was a man. John Henry was imperfect. John Henry said he made mistakes. Our Lord will never scare us off. The Lord will never let us down. He'll never let us down. I need that, church. I need to be reminded of that a lot. So that's why I want to share this lesson. So I thought, you know, maybe I'm not the only one. Maybe I'm not the only person that need to hear it. Need to be reminded. Today we're going to lead us in invitation song this set. Could be that there's someone here tonight that struggles. Need prayer. You know, if we could assist you with that, we'd count it on. You just let that be known right now.